Unit 4, page 28. Listening. Exercise 2.
On our natural world slot today, we're taking a look at animals in a slightly different light. We humans tend to think we've got it all sewn up when it comes to athleticism, and events such as the Olympics show just what we can achieve. But what we fail to realise is that in terms of real physical abilities, our counterparts in the animal world leave us standing. Let's begin with brute strength. We're all impressed when we watch someone like an Olympic weightlifting champion hoisting 1.6 times his own body weight above his head. But one tiny ant can make an Olympic champion look positively puny in comparison. The ant can lift a staggering 50 times its own weight. No human could match that. And did you know that each ant has 250,000 brain cells? So a colony of 40,000 ants actually equals one human being in terms of brain cells. And what about speed? The fastest man on Earth broke the 100-meter world record in 9.77 seconds. But we all know the cheetah can beat this with a time of 3.2 seconds. The animals can do this because of their enlarged heart, liver and lungs, which help to deliver bursts of oxygen and energy, and also because of their small head, which offers little wind resistance. But all this fast living takes its toll, and because of this, their life expectancy is low, less than 10 years in fact, with many cubs never reaching adulthood. Then there's jumping. 2.45 meters seems to be the best we humans can achieve. The springbok jump not to win a medal, but for joy when they're with the herd. During the rainy season, this is particularly common to see, and when they do this, it's easy to see how they got their name. The creature can manage a jump of 4 meters from a standing start. They don't even need a run-up to jump 5 times their own height. And last but not least, there's shooting. The fastest shooter in the natural world is the archerfish. This extraordinary creature can shoot a 1.5-meter jet out of the water to catch insects. You might argue that an Olympic archer might actually be able to shoot further than his ocean-going counterpart, but he does have to reload more often. And the fish are probably more effective than human shooters because they do it in groups rather than individually. So, it looks like we need to organise another competition to run alongside the next Olympic Games, namely the Animal Olympics.